FM, W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM, W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief, the nation's Northeast shivering through its first winter storm of 2024.
The winter storm warnings are still across a decent, like the southeast half of New York outside Long Island. All of southern New England.
Forecaster David Roth, Boston's getting 6 to 8 inches of snow. Parts of eastern Massachusetts could get 15 inches. Snow also moving through much of the west. All Boeing MAX 9 jets will remain grounded pending inspections. This after Friday's emergency landing of an Alaska Airlines flight after a door blew out soon after takeoff. The head of the NTSB, Jennifer Homendy, says it could have been much worse had it happened higher.
We could have ended up with something so much more tragic and really fortunate that that did not occur here.
And oh, to be one of the celebrities attending tonight's Golden Globes.
They'll be treated to a $500,000 swag bag, the most expensive in award show history.
CBS's Danya Backus. The Golden Globes air at 8 p.m. Eastern on CBS. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Climate change is making cities hotter. In Milwaukee, a new project is making public school playgrounds cooler. Here's Mike Moan.
Dozens of public schools in Milwaukee are working with the nonprofit Reflow on swapping out playground asphalt with green infrastructure, including more trees and native plants. Reflow's Lisa Neeb says there are environmental benefits such as reduced stormwater runoff, and it gives students more refuge on hot days.
There's often not very many areas of shade, if any, on these urban schoolyards. There's not a lot of things to naturally do.
Beyond providing a better atmosphere for physical activity, Neeb says these spaces create opportunities for outdoor learning. The program was recently highlighted by the National Wildlife Federation, which says green schoolyards also are good for pollinators. Organizers help schools secure grants to facilitate the projects, but officials say it's a challenge to secure enough funding to meet demand. Neeb says her team is working with medical researchers to collect data on how these transformed spaces impact student behavior. She says the pandemic delayed that aspect of the program, but notes anecdotal information from school administrators offers hope.
Behavioral referrals go down, injuries go down, and kids are more productive in their play.
Broader research has linked access to green space with positive health benefits, including cognitive development in school children. Reflow says so far it has partnered with 41 Milwaukee schools, with half of those projects already completed. And Neeb says they have a selection process that focuses on equity so that disadvantaged schools aren't left behind in seeking resources. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Badgers win. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers pace themselves to an 88-72 win over Nebraska at the Kohl Center. Tyler Wall with 17 points for Wisconsin. Head coach Greg Gard says he was proud how the Badgers played the Cornhuskers on defense.
I thought we did a lot of good things. You know, and they hit some tough shots. And they hit 12 threes, you know, and I thought some of them, you know, they're a team that scored a lot of points, too. And the biggest thing with them was trying to minimize the attempts. I want them not to be able to get them off.
They'll take on Ohio State on Wednesday. Another loss on the road for number 7th ranked Marquette. They lost at Seton Hall 78-75. The Golden Eagles host Butler Wednesday night. UWM with a win over Detroit Mercy 84-61. NBA, the Bucks lose again, this time to the Houston Rockets 112-108. Giannis Antetokounmpo with 48 points, but a bad night for Damian Lillard, who had just 18. Milwaukee heading home now after this road trip. They host the Utah Jazz Monday. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Plenty of clouds for today. Light winds and highs in the upper 30s. Close to the 30-degree mark for lows overnight. We'll keep those mostly cloudy skies. Even more clouds on the way Monday. Highs in the afternoon in the upper 30s, with a rain-snow mix possible Monday night into Tuesday. It's 33 at our studios.
At The Wash Shop, we believe the good old days of car care are here to stay. We provide a quality car wash that not only cleans your vehicle, but brings a little joy and happiness to your day. Don't let winter snow and salt take a toll on your vehicle. Keep it shining bright by becoming a Wash Shop Unlimited member for as little as $19.99 a month. Yes, unlimited washes, even during our harsh Wisconsin winters. Every wash comes with our signature hand towel finish, so you drive through happy. Protect your investment at The Wash Shop, where clean cars mean happy customers. Experience the difference at 3829 Douglas Avenue. The Wash Shop, a smile with every wash.
It's fully leaded education talk.
Hard facts with a humorous twist.
Check out Busted Pencils, Tuesdays at 7 on 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM WRJN. And on the Civic Media app.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM. WRJN.
AM 1400 WRJN.
The music of the stars. Good morning, I'm Lou Regani. Off we go till high noon central, right here in WRJN and statewide on the Civic Media Radio Network. Paul Anka wrote this. I'm just looking here. We had Tommy Newsom. Oh, the song's over. I'm just looking here. We had Tommy Newsom right there and Doc Severinsen on trumpet with the Paul Anka theme. And Johnny took a credit on that, too. I don't know how much music Johnny ever wrote, but somehow he got a credit. That's the Tonight Show NBC Orchestra. And what a band. And I'm never going to forgive Jay Leno for breaking it up. One more.
I guess this is our first chance, first show we've done live show.
Right.
In 19, what is it, 89?
Yes.
So happy New Year. We hope it's a happy nice, healthy, year. Happy, safe New Year. How many made New Year's resolutions? And be honest, how many have broken one already? How many of you are planning to break the rest during the monologue? That's what I thought. I made two resolutions. Do you make any resolutions?
One.
What? Can you tell me?
Again, losing more weight. I always like to lose weight. What did you do?
I made a resolution not to eat so many fatty foods.
Right.
And I'm going to pay the extra $3 for the blow dry at Supercuts. Did you make any resolutions?
Yes, I did.
Would you share them with us?
Well, yes, I have resolved never to mess around with another trumpet player's spit key.
There was a lot of that going on last year, yeah.
And it's so hard.
This is my New Year's resolution. When my mother-in-law begins to yell and shout, through the window I would like to throw her out. But I resolve not to do it, here is why. I'm afraid of hitting someone passing by. This is my New Year's resolution. While I'm at the movies watching a love scene, and the lady's hat is blocking half the screen, I resolve not to shout, take off that hat. I'll remove it gently with a baseball bat. This is my New Year's resolution. When I take a lovely lady out to eat, and she orders caviar instead of meat, I resolve to let the lady have her fill. And of course I'll also let her pay the bill. This is my New Year's resolution.
Come on, Sir Frederick Gass. When I'm sitting with my wifey on a bus, and a dear old lady stands in front of us, I resolve to be a gentleman discreet. I'll politely offer her my wifey seat. This is my New Year's resolution.
Hey, Judge Rock, how about your New Year's resolution?
When my mother says, come in, it's time to eat, and I keep on playing games out in the street, I resolve to rush right home now when I'm cold, 'cause my pop just bought a hairbrush and he's bald. This is my New Year's resolution. Hey, Doodles Weaver, how about Professor Beetlebob?
On the radio this year I hope to score with some funny jokes you've never heard before. I resolve not to tell a corny joke. Hello, what's that? The church burned down. Holy smoke. My ears root revelation.
Hey, Spike!
Spike, how about Spike? In this coming year, I'm gonna be discreet. Have the slickers playing music soft and sweet. I resolve to treat Tchaikovsky tenderly and set his second movement off with TNT.
Jones did love.
We hope this coming year to bring you lots more laughs and snickers.
Beautiful music. Did you know Spike was the drummer on Irving Berlin's White Christmas with Bing Crosby from Holiday Inn? That's Spike. Lindley Jones is real name. And his wife, Helen Greco, who he just lost a few months back. I hear Spike with what he called the other orchestra, and was it good?
Maybe it's much too early in the game. Oh, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing, New Year's? New Year's.
Spike Jonze, the other orchestra. His first love was beautiful music, seriously. Well, that's not true. That was his second love. His first love was Helen Greco.
Look at yourself. If you had a sense of humor, you would laugh to beat the band. Look at yourself. If you still believe the rumor that romance is simply grand. Since you took it right on the chin, you have lost that bright toothpaste grin. My mental state is all a jumble. I sit around and sadly mumble. Fools rush in, so here I am, very glad to be unhappy. I can't win, so here I am, more than glad to be unhappy. Unrequited love's a bore. And I've got it pretty bad. When there's someone you adore, it's a pleasure to be sad. Like a straying baby lamb with no mammy and no pappy, I'm so unhappy. But oh, so
Christmas present story is quite unique. We had a special room upstairs where we would hire a man to come in and wrap all the Christmas presents. Spike gave out a great many, I should say we did, a great many Christmas presents every year, as he would send out maybe 1,000 Christmas cards every year to people in all over the country. And so Spike Jr. was about 6 or 7, and we came home from an evening, and it was on the second story, and we come home and we see nothing but ribbons all the way down the staircase, all the way down, with bows and boxes and clothes and everything. He had gone into the room, undid every present that was wrapped, brought it and put it all on the staircase so we could see it when we came home, not knowing he was axed for about 2 weeks, I think. No allowance, no nothing. I don't think we even gave him food. We were so angry. Not really. But anyway, that was Spike. A menace. Spike the menace.
Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other. Love and marriage, love and marriage, it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry and they will say it's elementary. Try to separate them, it's an illusion. Try and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together. mother like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the other. Together like a horse and carriage. This I tell you, brother, you can't have one without the other.
Love and marriage,
it's an institute you can't disparage. Ask the local gentry, and they will say it's elementary.
Try to separate them.
It's an illusion.
Try,
and you will only come to this conclusion. Love and marriage go together like a horse and carriage. Dad was told by mother, you can't have one, you can't have none, you can't have one without the other.
Helen Greco, real name Helen Greco from Tacoma. Now, Spike fell and fell hard. Here he is introducing her. And by the way, when he asked her to join the band, he goes, I don't do comedy. You don't have to. We'll sing straight. Oh, good. What a relief.
In the same way that great singing can make a good song seem even more exciting. A perfect example of what I mean happens on the popular Rosemary Clooney television show, each time Rosie and the Hilos blend their exceptional vocal talents. Fortunately, for those of us who collect records, they've also joined forces on our L&M Album of the Week. It's called Ring Around Rosie, and it's full of a lot of wonderful songs, including this one sung now by our own Helen Greco.
York in June, how about you? I love the Gershwin too, how about you? I love a fireside when a storm is due. Yes, and I like potato chips, moonlight and motor trips, how about you? I'm mad about good books, oh, can't get my fill. And Frank Sinatra's looks, it gives me a thrill. Holding hands in a movie show when all the lights are low may not be new, but I like it. How about you? I love New York in June, how about you? I love a Gershwin too, how about you? I love a fireside when a storm is due. Yes, and I like potato chips, moonlight and motor trips, how about you? I'm mad about good books, can't get my fill. And David Niren's looks, it gives me a thrill. Holding hands in a movie show when all the lights are low may not be new, but I love it. I like it. I love it. How about you?
About you.
Stars on the air. From WRJN 1400. Around the world. WRJN.com. This is Michael Petrucciani. Seeing New York, New York, the motion picture starring Liza Minnelli and Robert De Niro. Yeah, they taught Bob how to play the sax for that picture. Good picture. 1976. But actually, Liza was the one who introduced the tune. Let's hear her. What do you say? Music of the Stars.
Start spreading the news. I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes. Longing to stray and step around the heart of it, New York, New York. I want to wake up in the city that doesn't sleep, to find I'm the king of the hill, ha, top of the heap. My little town blues are melting away. I'll make a brand new start of it in old New York. If I can make it there, I'd make it anywhere. It's up to you.
Right.
And now, stand by the three tenors.
Start spreading the news. I am living today. I want to beat a part of it. New York, New York. Are longing to stray and step around the heart of it, New York, New York.
I want to wake up in the city that doesn't sleep, to find a king of the hill, top of the peak.
My little town blue.
whole town, right from Yonkers on down to the bay, in just one day.
New York, New York, the wonderful town, the Bronx is a battering town, the people ride it all the way around. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
The most fabulous sight is New York in the light of the day, our only day.
New York, New York, the wonderful town, the Bronx is up and the Battery down, the people ride in a hole in the ground. New York, New York, in the wonderful town.
Manhattan women are all in silk and satin, and so the fellas say. There's just one thing necessary in Manhattan. When you got just one day, gotta pick up a date, maybe seven or eight on your way, in just one day.
New York, New York, the wonderful town, the Bronx is up and the Battery down, the people riding all on the ground. New York, New York, it's a wonderful town.
If you're feeling
Empire State, the RCA, the Chrysler Building so tall and so gray. When you're walking down the street in New York, and you haven't got a friend in town, then a funny thing can happen. A funny thing can happen when you look at all the buildings all around. A funny thing can happen. A funny thing can happen. If you let those lonely buildings get you down, you get the skyscraper blues. The skyscraper blues. You get the feeling they're hemming you in. The Empire State, the RCA, the Chrysler Building so tall and so gray. They're looming bold and high against the cold gray sky. And a funny thing can happen. A funny thing can happen if you let those lonesome buildings get you down. You get the skyscraper blues, the tall building blues. The wind comes whipping round them with a moan. It's murder to lose those.
skyscraper blues when you walk in New York alone. A million faces swarm all around you. You search them for a friendly smile or two. Skyscraper blues, the tall building blues. The wind comes whipping round you with a moan. Yes, it's murder to lose those skyscraper blues when you walk in New York.
Gordon Jenkins with Tony. Tommy Adair wrote those lyrics from Disney. The music of the star.
The way swings should be swung. sing a song. Now everyone loves the new blue, 'cause it's the truest. You will too when you see this blue. True blue, too true.
We lost Glynis Johns a few days ago. This tune is written just for her. Stephen Sondheim. From A Little Night Music.
Isn't it rich? Are we a pair? Me here at last on the ground, you in midair. Send in the clowns. Isn't it bliss? Don't you approve?
Silver screen legendary actress Glynis Johns has passed away. She's best known for her role as the suffragette mother in Mary Poppins. Entertainment guru George Pinocchio has a look at her life and legacy.
Where are the clouds?
Glynis Johns won a Tony Award for her performance in A Little Night Music, famously singing the Stephen Sondheim song, Send in the Clowns.
I thought that you want what I want. Sorry, my dear.
In our interview celebrating her 100th birthday, Johns looked back at her Tony-winning role.
I got applause for that. I love doing it. I felt it.
Johns also felt the love for her work as Mrs. Banks in the 1964 classic, Mary Poppins.
Well done, sister suffragette.
About a decade before Mary Poppins, she was featured in another Disney movie, The Sword and the Rose.
Will I ever learn not to match wits with our king?
Johns was named a Disney legend in 1998 and had been the oldest living legend until her passing. She was also the oldest living Oscar nominee for acting. She got her nomination for 1960's The Sundowners.
Oh, I can't leave the tail rope, not yet.
Glynis spent decades working in movies. Her final roles were in While You Were Sleeping.
I bet it was love at first sight, right?
And Superstar.
Mary, leave me alone!
Memorable television appearances include playing villainous Lady Penelope Peasoup on Batman and Shelley Long's mom on Cheers.
Don't you know anyone who'd be willing to marry you for a few days?
As we spent a morning reminiscing about her career, I told Glynis we'd always have her work.
What a lovely thought. That's what I hoped.
George Pinocchio, ABC 7 Eyewitness News.
Is the princess ready to choose her partner for the honor of the opening dance?
Here's a clip from The Sword and the Rose. Great picture from Disney, 1953. A little bit more from that. That's 1953, Sword in the Rose. James Robertson Justice as Henry VIII. Glynis Johns as his sister.
No, I'm really not supposed to speak to strangers, but we've met before.
I know you. I walked with you once upon a tree.
upon a tree.
Oh.
I'm awfully sorry. I didn't mean to frighten you.
Oh, it wasn't that. It's just that you're a
stranger?
Mm-hmm.
But don't you remember? We've met before.
We have?
Well, of course. You said so yourself. Once upon a dream.
I know you. I walked with you once upon a dream. I know you. The gleam in your eyes is so familiar. A gleam.
By Tchaikovsky, the music of the stars.
AM 1400 WRJN.
The music of the stars. Stand by for news from Madame Bovary.
Streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.